Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everybody. Yeah, I know that you're ready to go wild if you're on this number, because this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith. I'm founder of this wild fawn party that we call a radio show. I know a lot of you call in at the 773-897-6461 to have fun with us, or if you're on iTunes, you can click into Blog Talk Radio and get us there on the website. And I say we, but it's Friday night, and we're doing December, those of you who know, and it's the magic of Christmas and the magic of life itself. Some of the things that just make people feel good and put that positive cheer in your face. So we're going to tease some of you. I've got a lot of you writing it already, and you know who's here tonight. You know it's our wonderful, phenomenal. She's an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She's been commuting with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8. The wonderful, phenomenal Patty Negri. Patty.
Hey, Jethro. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays.
Happy everything. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy solstice. Happy Yule. Happy Kwanzaa. I love this time of year. All it is a great big celebration of life. So, hi everybody.
Everyone, welcome. We've got a lot of fans in tonight, and those of you tuning in, we'll be giving away prizes. So go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in. Tonight we have a phenomenal compact duel. You'll be winning the prize from our wonderful poetress and phenomenal Jan Bach Drakey, our totem reader. And to accompany that poetry that she's sending out this year for Christmas, the few winners that win the lucky contest, you'll also receive from Blue Moon Treasures a totem necklace that you can take with you and go. A lot of people asking me, they said, Jethro, what happens if I get the totem necklace and it's not mine? I found last year you sent me a beautiful amethyst bracelet, and I wasn't sure what to do because my sister's a Pisces. Well, that's a blessing. If you think about it, pass it on to your sister, or if you like the amethyst, wear it. I had people tell me for years that I had to wear topaz because I was a Scorpio. Well, I don't like topaz, so I wear malachite, and malachite's happy with me. Go with what you feel with. We and Patty have been teaching you guys for such a long time, and if you get one of the necklaces and it just, you know, you don't like the mountain lion or the wolf just, you know, is not your game, give it to someone else. Pass it on. That's what the blessing is. And what we're here to do is to help you have fun. So let's get wild. A lot of you are writing it already. And Patty, we were asking last week, we were talking about the fun of this. And that's why you were telling everybody about how you, it doesn't matter to you. You know, you become where you enjoy doing this and you're addicted. We have a lot of people writing out saying, Patty, we know that you put a lot of hours into this. And what do you do when people argue with you about your belief? I am also studying magic, too. And it's very hard sometimes when I'm keeping up my mood not to get depressed when people don't believe in what I believe.
Oh, I choose not to argue with people because you know, their belief system perhaps is just as good as mine. Maybe not, but I'm not of a proselytizing belief system like a lot of people think. My way is the only way, and I'm very opposite of that. So there, my best thing, what I do like that, and I know it can get frustrating, my best thing to do is go, let's start with respect. Okay, I respect your belief system, and I respect that you believe in it, and that it's the right path for you. And you know, maybe then they could just respect yours a little bit. But if they're not going to hear it, they're not going to hear it, no matter what you do by arguing. And arguing is just going to make you and your belief system look weaker. Just stand by yourself and your belief system and choose to respect theirs. And they'll that way actually tend to respect yours a little bit more. And show by action, not by words, what you believe. That's speaks louder than any words.
Very true, Patty, and very beautiful. We have a lot of individuals writing in that, you know, this is a common thing, and I love that one, Patty, because Patty's done this like me a day or two, and that's what the great part is that, you know, we just enjoy what we do, and we put the love out there. I have a lot of you new ones that are listening in tonight asking me, Jethro, where do I get a hold of you guys at? Get at psychicsgonewild.com, or if you're ready and you want to call in and you want to look for one of us, you're having a little trouble, I got to tell you, you can leave a message, or sometimes you'll catch Intuitive Chris there at the office, or my new assistant, Colette, but call 844-935-7200. And I will tease you out there. They cannot give you just readings because that's what we do on the show, but they will guide you to where you go. I had a lot of you writing me last week, and you're going, you know, Patty's a phenomenal psychic. Patty's a medium. Patty's number one in the United States in quite a few categories. But what's really cool and what we do is that, you know, you get a hold of one of us, we'll send you over. Never be shy. We have a person that's writing in tonight saying, I'm nervous to ask Patty the question. Okay, I got her to answer. Meg's writing me here on Skype, and she's saying, Patty, I was nervous, and Jethro keeps saying that, you know, you do a lot of things, and I just find that very fascinating. Patty, do you ever worry sometimes that maybe when you're doing this ability that it can hurt you? I've been trying to be psychic, and after I do it, I end up feeling like a headache or sometimes even dizzy. I'm only 23, but shouldn't be normal.
Right. That's part of learning how to do it. So go slow, be a little organic. That's part of learning to work the energy, to control the energy, to flow the energy. If you get too drained, if you get headachy, if you're working on healing in somebody and you take on their illnesses, you know, that means you're taking it into you versus flowing it through you. There's a lot. I mean, we could talk a whole hour on different ways to let it flow through you versus be you. But we don't. Can't do that. But just find your way that you're not. Trust your intuition, your own sense of right and wrong, your own sense of what you're doing. And if you, and we all have it. I mean, except for like serial killers. I think they don't have it. But that sense of integrity, that sense of right and wrong, the sense of, and if you stay true to that you're not going to hurt yourself or do anything, but you do have to learn to direct the energy. And there's a million books and techniques on ways to do that. So you don't get drained and you don't take on other people you're working with stuff. Ward, protect, guide, guard, use stones, millions of ways.
Loving it. That's very true. And those of you tune in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Patty. Tonight we're going to be giving away some phenomenal poetry from Jan Bachdraeke, and we're going to be giving you a couple of totem necklaces away with semi-precious stones. So definitely go to psychicsgonewild.com, tune in for the fun. We do a few readings, we do a little bit of prizes, we have a little bit of conversation, and I hope a lot of knowledge for you individuals that are writing in. Patty, we have a friend here writing, Patty, I was really concerned when I heard that you were talking to people and doing magic about actually helping people bring money in. I was very frightened of this. Now my sister has explained to me for the last 2 months that she's been getting money of this. Would you mind telling me about this? Maybe I should have listened in on that show. Oh, Joe from Nebraska. Now we get it. Okay, Joe.
Hi, Joe. There's lots of really funny, simple money. Number one, whatever you call it, spell working, magic, ritual, prayer, belief, visualization, affirmation, what you're really doing is shifting your consciousness, shifting, creating that laser beam. Money is not bad. Money is a good thing. Money we need. We've created it. We've created it as this way that we do things, from pay our rent to, you know, buy food to buy cute shoes, unless we put it on it. And
have a little bit of
the root of all evil. So yeah, there's lots of money magic. I don't know if you guys want to talk about it. Again, we have that dollar bill spell, which you could do new moon, but my favorite is full moon. You could have that leprechaun way of thinking where you hide in a little jar and you play with your money like a little kid playing with your Barbie dolls, and you stuff it away and you keep at it. Will grow and grow and grow.
Love it. And for those of you tuning in, there's a phenomenal video on Patty's site. That's PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri.com. And I've been told about it for the last 2 days. Once I slow down here in Charleston, Carolina, we're going to be watching it probably tonight when we're having our hot chocolate. But I've heard you've got a video on your website that you do a little bit of ritual stuff and working right there on the website.
Yeah, I think I've got probably a few of those on there doing things. Yeah.
I have... The fans are sending in information to go, just what she rocks, let me through the phone, I'll be good. We're going to do that, but first we got to grab one of the names. And what we're going to do tonight, a little different, is we're going to grab the wheel and spin it. We've got a lot of names that have come in. I'll pick the first one, and then a little bit later on, we'll have Patty pick number two. We've got five of you tonight, so this is great. The first person doing the wheel is Catherine Taylor from Massachusetts. Go, Catherine. Congratulations. You are a winner of that necklace and that poetry from Jan. And actually, we're working a relay here. So in Florida at this very minute, we have all of those set up, and Chris is sending them out. So you will get them in the mail before Christmas. And Intuitive Chris is working like a wild man down there with the stamps and the stickers and all the things we've got there to go. So you'll get that in the mail from Psyche's Gone Wild. I hope you guys are having fun, and Merry Christmas to all you guys that are calling in. 912, would you like a reading too? 912.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. This is Jamar.
Jamar, it's been a while. Merry Christmas. You found us again. Hey. I thought you'd went out partying and forgot where your friends were.
I'm back. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Jamar. What question do you have for me and Patty? And happy, my little Blu-ray friend. We've got to someday get you on the show. We need to get you working and doing psychic work.
I know. I was just thinking about that a little earlier. But, like, I wanted to know basically about what's going on as far as, like, I guess, love relationships.
Ooh, the big love relationship. Okay.
Do you want to take it, Jethro, since you're love man? Or?
I do love it, and I'm seeing a little bit of energy. Yeah, I'll start here, and then we'll work it together. Me and Patty, we kind of share the different topics. One of us takes with it. I love with you, Jamar, what they're showing me, because they're showing me that the relationship part is a little hard, those for people who are Blu-rays. Now, some of the guys turn in, don't understand. Jamar is a very gifted individual, but he's not a crystal baby. He's not an indigo baby. He's a Blu-ray, making that he has a lot of energy. He has a little bit of ET work. There's sometimes that, let's say, your guides aren't always nice, where we used to laugh about as crystal kids that we would do things like break things or something without meaning. Sometimes indigo children were known to be able to send energy. Jamar's guides sometimes don't even question, they just do stuff, right, Jamar? So
yes.
It makes it a little hard when he talks about a relationship, but I see someone coming into your relationship. I just keep seeing a very attractive woman. She is, I feel that she is someone that you know or something, because I do feel that she has been watching you or noticing with you. I keep seeing a canopy or maybe it's actually a window setting. There's something it's very billowy, very white, very much like she's watching with you. I keep feeling that she's in her 20s too. I feel like she likes animals. There's something about a cat. I keep seeing a cat. But I feel like this individual has been it's not someone you've dated before, but you've been friends and you've never really looked at each other like that. But there's something here coming, is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yes. Am I helping you? Does that make any sense? You know, I'm kind of going around it a little bit. Your guides are real finicky. You know, they're telling me with you, you got to make up your mind and just keep one steady girl. You can't just date all the candy.
All right. I think I know who you're talking about.
I feel it. Okay, Patty.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, same thing. I get success is near. It's near. It's like right around the corner. But you have to open up that little bit for something new, for something different, for something a little bit deeper. And I do get that they're already in your life. Like Jethro said, same thing. This is about you. I'm switching you, and she's there.
Okay.
And those little doubts you have, those funny little doubts, look at them, because they're really silly.
Right.
Jamar, have you listened to our show? We were talking about the magic of apples and cinnamon and the different spices that we'll make for love to bring it in. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. But I just had some cinnamon Pringles last night.
Oh,
all right.
Good. Well, Merry Christmas, and thank you for coming in, Jamar, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks when you come back to have another reading. And please tell your friends. I want to tell you that I thank you. I have never gotten a hold of you. Something about me and your phone, when I call, it tells me that this phone is not accepting calls. I don't know if you blocked me. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, what did I do, Jamar?
No, I have a new phone number. I'll send it to you.
Send it to me, and blessings, my dear friend, and thank you for all the people you've sent. Merry Christmas for being one of our one fan and just wild man through 2014. 2015, we're going to rock your boat. I want you to win one of those prizes tonight, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. We are wild, and we've got a bunch of you writing in. Jethro, what happened? For 2 weeks, I've been trying to get in your show. You guys are over here in Speak Up Radio. You've got commercials on iHeart. Now you don't pick up your email. No, I pick them up, you guys. You just got to realize we are real busy. But that's what the fun of it is. I've got to tell you, this is what I've realized is very strong. We all compliment. Let's say Patty is really phenomenally busy, and I'm really busy, and you sit down and you decide that you really want the mediumship. That's the great gift of this. You can set it up and then have it done where Patty can do it a little bit later. There's a reason for that. I had a person tell me, Jethro, I had to wait 2.5 weeks. I know that's a little frustrating. You want it right now. It's like all of us love the reading. We get it. But the excellent thing, it gave it a little bit of time to do it. So please don't get frustrated with me or with the others. I would like to duplicate me, and we've got some phenomenal people. I know that those of you who were writing in last week, you were telling me that Patty and you were going to be working on some things. They were asking me about what they wanted to know. Patty, we got to set up a class where they could just sit down and have like a YouTube, and you could send them the video and they could take it at home. And I said, well, I'll ask Patty, because that's a really good idea.
Yes, I would love to do that. I mean, if we do it as a YouTube, or I'm not Miss Technology, but I would love to do that. I love to teach classes.
We're still doing that. You guys keep putting in the things. We'll keep sending it. And if you get a chance, go to the Psyche's Gone Wild room. We've got a new room for you guys that wanted to be on that private room. Every year we bring it over, and you guys asked, and they said yes. Patty Negri, Jan, and Intuitive Chris are in there. We've got Lori Connell. She wants to go in there. We have Lynn Breesdale sneaking around. Sometimes she comes in and says hi to you guys. And what it is that's the room where you go in and get together and then get that reading set up, or to give you the answer questions in there. So go to Psyche's Gone Wild, or go into Facebook, get a hold of me. If you don't know, I know a lot of you guys are doing it. I can catch you with your email, and then I'll send it out. But if you don't answer your email, you don't get in. We only take 1,000, and we're starting to get full. You guys are starting to pick people, so hurry, get in. I know a lot of you guys were writing, what happened to the room where I used to write? Every year we clean it out and start new. So we've got the cartatures, and I hope I'm saying it. Cartatures, is that right, Patty? I always miss that word.
I always say caricature. Caricature.
Caricature.
But you could call it anything you want.
I love you, Patty. Well, that's what we've got, and we've got beautiful ones on psychesgonewild.com. And a lot of you have put in. Make sure you get in, because we'll be giving away those prizes. For those of you who haven't got a date, or you want a little chance, or you can listen in later on New Year's Eve night, we're going to be giving up to $500 worth of prizes. There's some beautiful stuff. We have actually had some more things added, so if the amount's over, I have some other friends that are working with me on some really beautiful gifts, and we're going to be giving those prizes out. So you guys have got to listen in New Year's Eve, and we're going to give out a prize for each and every one of the hosts that you've put in for. So if you put in about why is Patty so beautiful and magical? Why is Jethro Smith so silly and on the gatekeeper? Why is Jan Bach Drakey such a great Native American guide? What you'll get is we're going to pick prizes, and then you're going to send them out. So that night, listen in. There'll be a ton of prizes and a lot of fun. But Patty, getting back to the question here, this is something that I was asked today, and they're listening here in Charleston. Everybody knows I'm over in South Carolina. I'm here so doing my book, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. You guys, please buy it. If you want, get a hold of me. I'll sign one and send it to you if you'd prefer it to. You can't get to where I am on the East Coast this year. One thing that I've got really good, Patty, is I had a friend telling me, they go, what is it about the seven parts with the metaphysical? They say that there's Wiccan and there's seven ways of it. They were telling me tonight, then they let me listen into a song, and it's a Stevie Nicks song, beautiful song, but it talks about the seven. I go, I'll have to ask Patty, and they go, would you find out? Because none of us know what the seven powers are.
Don't know what the seven powers are, and I've been a witch for a long, long time. I don't know. I love Stevie Nicks. I got to meet her once at her house. It was pretty darn magical. She's a good witch. I don't know if she's Wiccan or not, because remember, not all witches are Wiccan. Wiccan is a one belief system. There's traditional witches, which aren't Wiccan. There's chaos magicians. There's ceremonial. The seven, I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that.
I love
it. I don't know that it's a Wiccan term or if it's a witchcraft, or I'm sure it's some kind of a magical or a realm term, but you got me.
No, I was the same, so we'll be checking it out, George. Stay tuned. We're going to be going back to the books, and me and Patty will keep you informed when we find out. But I told him I would ask tonight. Going back, we got a couple emails. Patty, I'm writing in tonight to find out why is it that every time my family discuss getting with the medium, my father becomes very sick and ill? He actually went to the hospital, and they were concerned that he might have to be put on some medications because of his sickness. We've never seen anything physical. Is it such thing as someone can be allergic to a medium?
Ah! I've never heard anybody being allergic to a medium, but there could be some fear attached. Perhaps with the illness, or if they're not finding something wrong, maybe whether it's a past life or just some fear he has of the other side or connecting or fear of not connecting, I would say it's more attached to emotional and energetic, not that he's allergic. Or else find a shaved head medium, like, you know, one of those bald cats or bald dogs, and you won't be so allergic.
I love it.
But no, I would say it has attachment to the energy, or either a bad experience this life or another life, or just some kind of a fear or attachment that maybe if he wanted to look at, and he could probably easily let go of it.
I love that. And that's something that those of you who are talking about, now you've got to realize with me and Patty that it does go a lot farther. I had someone that kind of offend me a little bit, and then I realized that they didn't understand us. They kept calling me just a fortune teller. It's like, no. There's a big difference between the wording. And as Patty and me, as we are practitioners of spiritual work, so we work as coaching or guide. So when you come in, I love what she just explained. You see how she easily talked about things that this man can be having that would come overcome it. And that would make sense, where if that's why the different energies of why you find those of professionals. For some of you guys that realize that why we take it so pride, becoming American certified is something that me and Patty are. Dina Flanagan, others have walked before us. It means that we really care. We sincerely have been tested, verified. We are really actual people. We've never done anything bad or would do bad. We continually, honestly work in a way and a light with our individuals and our customers and individuals to prove that we are certified, accurate, real people. So you just saw Patty do that. And I'm sorry, Patty, I didn't mean to take a class here with
us. Oh, no, it's beautiful.
We got 15 of them, and they're writing here, and I've got some students that came in here today that are writing me. And you see there, Liz, this is exactly as you're typing into me and over here on Facebook, this is why, you know, you've got to become friends with Patty on there, because Patty takes it to that level. As even with me in the levels, I used to be nervous of mediumship. It was a little awkward. I was back in the day where if you read my first book, Living the Realm, I was a little nervous. The woman who did the seance was a little awkward, and it was okay, but I was still nervous until many years later. And then Patty, we went out to California, me and my fiance. We met Patty. Patty had a seance, and we got to witness the real magic and art of a real professional person doing it right in a good way. It used to be a little awkward, a little nervous. I was taught at first, do not walk with the dead. That's an old saying. But I learned now that, you know, we get to help people over in that veil. So we're all learning. I love that, Patty. I've never seen you ever, when somebody gets uptight about the word magic, you, like you said, you don't argue. You kind of help them. And I have a question here from a friend. They're saying that they want to know, Patty, they love to do tea leaves readings, and they've been doing this for quite a few years. They were told by friends that there was certain incense that would bring in magical ways. Patty, what incense would you invite them to do in their business to be able to do this so that when they did their tea readings, they were getting more success with their finances?
Oh, well, my favorite always go-to when you're doing magical workings or going into the gratitude is literally going into the sacred ones, like the frankincense, like the myrrh. Are there any or anything angelic, like St. John or Michael, Archangel Michael incenses are very, very good. Again, because that's what you're working with spirit, whether it's tea leaf readings or tarot or just connecting into spirit. I would work with more spirit high incenses. And again, a lot of them are listed as such, and they have the attributes right there. Or go with your own intuition of what it smells like. What does it, you know, if you pick up a little, whether it's a stick of incense or incense, give it a little whiff, hold it in your hand, and just go, what is that? Is that expanding me? What kind of energy does it give me? Does it give me a lightness? Does it give me a heaviness? Both are valid for different reasons. Does it give me a depth?
I love that. It's very true. It's time, Patty. We got to give another winner. Winner number two. Patty's going to pick that winner.
All right. I'm going to pick. And our winner is Laura Victor from Illinois.
Yay!
Hey, we love Laura. Congratulations, Laura.
We're regular listeners tonight, but we're pulling some names, and we love all of you guys. And let's grab that phone. I know you guys are going, Jethro, pick up the phone, and we did. It's 256. How are you, 256?
I'm great. This is Kimberly from Georgia. How are you, Jethro?
Oh, my God, Kimberly, I'm happy now. You found me. I knew you'd come back. I knew you wouldn't leave me. How you been? This is my laughing girl. I love you. You used to make me laugh so bad. I haven't heard from you in a while, Kimberly.
Yeah, I know.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
What do you think, me and Patty working hard here? Do you think we're going to get to stay on, or do we got to go back to that job of throwing pizza? I hate that job. I don't want to do it. No, I'm kidding.
You're going to stay on.
I love you, Kimberly. Tell me, what do you got? What question you got, Patty? This is one of our dear regulars, Kimberly.
The question is, I've been accepted into a Master's of Positive Psychology program, and I just need a little help in the area of, I don't know how I'm going to pay this time because I think I've maxed out my loans.
So how you're going to pay for the program you've been in, you've gotten accepted into?
Yeah.
I see you able to do it because it's money for education. There's something, you're following a path. I see that Spirit is saying that this really is the path for you to go. And you're going to be able to get some help there. Partially, does this program have something where they can help you with a not typical kind of student loan? Because I'm getting something internally could help you from this program itself.
I don't know. I go on January the 8th. So to do an orientation, so I don't know as of yet.
Okay, I would talk to them about that possibility, and if not that possibility, I see you not having to go into debt huge to do this. Do you work while you go to school? Are you able to work while you go to school as well?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm seeing it some kind of an education thing coming in. Again, whether it's part of a grant or a program or a loan that's different than a regular student loan. I don't know. Do you see what I'm seeing, Jethro? Are you seeing some something? But
yeah.
You have to ask. You have to put it out there. But there's something, some way there for you to make it happen.
There is. And Kimberly,
okay.
I know you. I know you're our little studious one. I always teased you. I see you like playing Operation, like when we were little kids, and you're reaching in there, grabbing a hold of the funny bone. But this time you're reaching in there and you're getting a hold of the money. You're getting a hold of the stuff in there. I'm seeing that. And I agree, Patty's saying that very strong. As they were talking here, they showed me, but the guides were showing us is that your energy's there and you're able to find that. So scholarship and pay, there's something with money that's there. And you and I both know, I've read for you a couple times with your teaching. I just, you know, met you on this radio show and I just love your energy, and I see that you and your son are going to get through it. They're also showing me that they keep telling me that it's time for you you're supposed to be picking something with relationship, and you keep pushing the Valentine's away and looking at work, and they want you to kind of shake up that box a little bit, so that's why they're doing this.
Oh, okay.
And I keep seeing a shoebox. I don't know what it is, but it looks like there's like this little shoebox or something. You're kind of running through it, and they're telling me that you've got that and the energy, and this is gonna make you go, okay, now let's be more of a relationship of it. I know you're a strong, independent woman, and I'm very proud of you, but what the guys are saying is they want you to kind of look at some other ideas of, okay, this might be able to handle this, where I could do some stuff here with the school or working with something, and that's what me and Patty are saying. We're going to put some prayers before you. And, you know, I've sent you the abundance prayer, but I'm feeling like you've got work to do. It's like really good, and it's going to be there. It's going to come through. The financial is going to do it. I'm also hearing the angels tell me that there's been some relationships there. That's what I'm feeling, and that's what they want to talk to you about. I'll get in trouble if I give you two readings. Remember how they always said you were my favorite? I always like to read for you. But something about your love life later, Kimberly. I'm feeling there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope I get to be over there. You're in Georgia, aren't you? Are you still in Georgia?
Yes.
I'll have to look. I may have on my bookings. I may get to come there and finally get to meet some of you guys over there. I'm trying to get my book over there. So wish me luck. I'll come over and say, hey, we'll take you out for coffee or something.
I would love that. Okay.
Thank you. You take care, Kimberly. We love you, and Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
We're going wild and we're having fun. It's so nice that it's like having our family just stop in. You know, it's like, hey, there's our friend Kimberly, my fun laughing friend. And we've had Jamar. We got a couple more. A lot of you guys are trying to get in. Hang on the phones. I know they're a little kooky. Call that 773-897-6461. The time's going fast. we got to get our third winner. And I'm going to reach over and grab that wheel, and we're spinning that. And we have Joni Goldstein from Missouri. Yay, go Joni.
Yay.
You won yourself a beautiful necklace, and you won a beautiful poem by Jan Bunk-Drakey. Joni, and I want you guys to let me know. We do have confirmation. You guys will get it. It is going to send, so you make sure you get it at your house and stuff. We had a couple of people. We had a joke that I found out that I had someone that was taking my mail in Florida, honestly. And it was kind of worrying me because if you see this person, they have like 16 shirts of mine, 3 shirts of Gary, and we laughed, and 1 Patty Negri. And we caught this person, and we explained to him, and he did bring some of them back. But it was a very strange thing. I was a little worried at first. I'm like, you know, we have a lot of shirts. And that we joked about it. So those of you who, you know, we had a couple of you guys writing me, and, you know, Jetzer, what happened to those prizes? Always just contact me back. That's a really good thing. And now we confirm and we do a confirmation, so you make sure you get them. Why do we do this? Same reason Patty said that. I'm kind of addicted. I did, you know, you guys probably have caught on. I like fun mail. And I come from a very big family, and we were born in a rural area. I was born in Wyoming, and it was fun to get stuff in the mail. Now, you know, I know there's sometimes not, but what we've done is we found some nice things, and what we do hope is you enjoy them. I've got to tell you, I had the woman who this year said, I love Linda Irwin's music, the girl who cried who got Patty Negri's shirt in the mail. There's things like this that you guys want. I want you to share me or email me. We'll put them up on our websites. I'll share them over with the mail, but you guys got to tease you when you call me on the phone. You got to send it to me in some form. You know, I've been trying to find a way to tape it because I want to share this with our guests. I told Patty now, and I've talked to her about it, or I've told like Jan. Jan's another one that a lot of you guys love. Please do us a favor. Just take a few minutes and write it out. It's not going to be for, you know, we're not using it for an ad or something. We're just really trying to get to see and know when we do these things, you do it. I had a girl tease me so bad, Patty. She said that she listened to the show and she realized that she met her true love, and it's a beautiful story, and I'm trying to get her to write it to me, but she listened in. The person on the show was listening in, and they realized they knew each other. He was talking, long story short, he'd asked for a love relationship reading from me. She had asked for a relationship reading with you on her work, and long story short, she did a little bit of math and detective work and found out they were less than 20 miles from each other now. And so they're dating. If they get married, I promised I want to be their wedding, and I'm going to do that. So those are some of the things we do. I mean, Patty, tell some of the stories. We're here on Magic of Christmas. Can you share? I know that you do a lot of, I would say, ritual work, or you do things around this holiday. What is it like for you and your phenomenal drummer husband there? Do you do the Christmas thing with people over in parties, or do you do?
We do. We do Christmas morning, and I call it Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, everything. And we it's a potluck, and people bring things, and this kind of made up family versus real family. So many people out in LA who aren't with their real families. We do a silly white elephant gift. You cannot buy it. It has to be something you have, you received as a gift, a hand-me-down. It could be really good or really bad, and it's really funny, you know, your typical thing. So it's really about the spirit of the season. This weekend, I'm going to a Yule celebration, the pagan celebration of Christmas, where we're the Yule log, the Yule tree, real candles on the tree, dancing, singing, the whole thing. Right after Christmas, I'm doing another fun, we call it Saturnalia, which is a topsy-turvy. And that's, again, going into the new year, kind of a little like the chaos of everything. It's everything's turned upside down. Men often dress like women. Women dress like men, but it's not like cross-dressing. You wear your clothes inside out or upside down or backwards. You do the whole evening backwards versus do a lovely ritual, have a service, then eat and do it. You do it backwards. It is so much fun. Look into Saturnalia sometime. So I've got the really fun, the Yule. I've got the Christmas. I lit Hanukkah candles the other day. I do it all.
Love it.
What do you guys do? What do you and Kay do?
We actually celebrate Christmas Eve that night. I come from a family. My grandfather was very much into it, and we started a tradition that we would stand up and do all of our gift giving, and we excuse me, getting all emotional here tonight. Very sensitive day, you guys. Please bear with me. We sit and we do a little bit of gift giving, and then we turn around and have usually a very big dinner that night, and we stay up, play games, whatever we've got, just, you know, really have a good time with it. And then the next day, we go out on Christmas Day, and we go and either sing, or we'll take some time and just go out into nature, take some time out. Last year, we did camping, and it's something we're going to really try to implement. It's a new tradition, me and Kara, a new relationship. And we had the most fun. We went out on camping in Florida on Christmas Day, which was really cool because we got to go out and canoe, and we had a little bit of a problem. A black bear decided that he wanted to play too. Never got mean, but it was kind of a little woo for us, and that was fun. And then we also got to see live up close a very big alligator who was never aggressive. I do agree they are very nervous of us, but you know, and just we've decided that's going to be our tradition, that neither one of us want to go and do what we used to do traditionally. We both are into relationships with each other where we want to try out new things, so we're still kind of experimenting. And she's taking notes. We were laughing. She's like, let's try this, you know, let's try that. I was like, yeah, that's fun, you know. And I think me and her, because we both have Gemini, I have Gemini rising and she has Gemini sun, we'll probably always be trying that new and improved, you know. It's like always seeing what else we can add.
I love that. Oh my gosh, you could have a tradition of bears and alligators for Christmas. That's original. No, I like it.
Oh, and it was so fun. I laugh. My son teases me. He wrote to me, and this year he's like, well, Dad, you're going to be up where it's cold this year. And I said, but you got to realize we do have plane tickets. We can fly at the drop of a hat, you know. And the funniest thing that we realized is we spent, we did 1 year in Maui, which was very beautiful, and it was a lot of fun. I realized that with the energy, you know, the magic of the energy, it's got the female energy there, and it was cycling and moving, and we're just, you know, we're so enthralled with it that, you know, it was a big joke. We're not gullible, but we're kind of a little bit of hicks, a little bit. We're a little bit naive that we were wondering and realized there is a beach. You don't go there. The other people go there for other happy hour. We kind of wandered into this beach, and then we both, you know, psychically realized maybe these people are a little friendlier than we want to go. So we kind of wandered back out. But we made good friends for a while, and then we ended up later finding the most beautiful turtle who followed us and stayed with us all the way through. And I know it was magic. He got me to study up on the longevity and the blessing of it coming. It looks like the little lady, if you've ever seen the water turtles, you guys that are new to this, I'm from Wyoming, it was so cool. It looks like the lady from the lunchroom. Remember how she used to have her hair and she put that little hairnet on? That's what it looks like. You see this little head up there bobbing. I'm like, oh my God, it's a turtle. You know, so I think it's animal time for us in Christmas. Patty, I love this. We've got friends asking, they're going, Patty, you said there was a clothes that you, oh, they're going to make me red. There was a clothes you wear when you want to get a job. What clothes do you wear when you want to do magic for the holidays?
Oh, you're talking about blue panties. Yes, you want to get a job, you want success, you want, or you have a job and you want to get another job off it, like what we do, like the psychic thing, wear blue panties or boxers or briefs, whatever your choice. As far as for the holidays, you know, it is funny that almost not always a blue, but I really am picky with what I wear on the underneath going out. And if I'm needing a little fire or passion, I will wear a red or something bright and passionate or love. Or if I need something soothing and calm, I'll wear something soothing and calm underneath from the socks on up. So it affects, the color really does affect us. And the stuff you're putting closest to your body, like, you know, packed your underpants and your brassieres and your socks, you know, you're putting it right there on that whole chakra area. So if you're feeling festive for the holidays, wear something festive. Or if you want to feel more festive than you are, you know.
Love it. That's very good. And those of you tuning in, keep track of that kind of data, like with that with Patty, because we're going to play Psychic Jeopardy.
Yay!
And you guys will get to do points if you guys are keeping track of this. What, you know, the question would be, can you name who Gypsy's dog is? The answer would be Jan Bachdrakey. So you keep track of that. Patty just talked about that. And wearing blue panties would be lucky for a job. And the question would be, what attire would you wear to get a job? Patty Negri's under her category. You get to pick your psychic. We're looking for our top strongest fans, which you guys are getting real wild. How you get in is you got to get a hold of us. Contact me at Psychic Jethro or at psychicsgunwall.com. And me and a couple other people are working this. We're getting it together. And what we'll do is we'll have you come on, and then you can play for prizes for a show. And it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have you on. And we're right now working with it where we can put on at least three or four of you at the same time, and you can come in. So it'll be a lot of fun. This is going to be our, you know, in 2015, one of the games we play. So please, you guys, go in. I got a real cool thing. One of our Psychics Gone Wild hosts actually played a serial killer, and you guys are really going to be surprised about it. You know, Patty and all of her roles, and we've also got some other individuals that have done some dancing. We've got some people that have done some acting. We got some prizes. I did some comedy. I actually, at the age of 19, did some comedy and some stand-up and some other things. And so keep track, you guys, because this little stuff like this, me and Chris, the intuitive, share the same birthday, November 12th, and things like that. Those little trivias is going to win you some money and prizes. Patty, we've got a person writing in to go, Jethro, you're not picking the phone up. We got a lot of phone tonight. We kind of do this a little bit, and that's what I want you guys to get. You know, when you can't get through, also you can get a hold of us and get that reading with us. So we do a little less because you got all the other shows doing the phones. We want to be different. We want to be the cool new variety. We got 858. You got in. How are you, 858?
Oh, hi. Hi, Patty. Hi, Jethro.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
I had a question. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's okay to ask Patty and Jethro.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have kind of problem relationship with the gentleman. We had an argument, so I was going to ask you, what do you see for future for us? Will we be back in the relationship, or we are breaking up with him? His initial starts with R.
And what's your name?
Roxana.
Roxana.
Yes.
Very good energy.
Well, he's the love doctor, so I'm going to let him take the most of it. But I get that you and this gentleman, friend of yours, kind of want two different things right now. Different levels of commitment, different levels of need and want within the relationship. So that's where you would have to meet. Is that what it's dealing with a little bit?
Exactly. That's what you say, Patty. So I told him what I want. And do you think that things will progress or they will stay the same? Because I'm not going to continue in that direction that it was going.
I think you guys can work it out, but again, it really will be a compromise, and it will be a grown-up conversation, like put your big kid pants on, not I do this or nothing, I do that or nothing. Look at his wheres and whys, your wheres and whys, and don't do finger-pointing like you have to do that or you have. Nobody hears a wagging finger, but I need this. This is what I need in a relationship. And if done right, I think you could work it out. If done wrong, you're not going to work it out. I don't know. Jethro?
I'm agreeing with you. And I keep hearing that song, Midnight Blue. I think we can make it one more time. And I'm getting that energy. I feel that you two are going to get through it. When I get that kind of energy, they're telling me very clearly that that you two are going to do it. And you're right about it not continuing that direction. It hurts you. And I feel that when you're chest, I felt it when you talked. And I feel that he needs to, like Patty said, put his big panties on. And I see you gently doing that with him. I see you doing that. And I can say this respectfully for all men and for myself. The best part is listening to your ladies, gentlemen. You know, the woman is going to know not only how to look, how to act, but sometimes when it comes to relationship, listening when they're talking to you, actually what I feel he's going to catch that. I feel he values you. I think he knows in his heart that he's not stepping up right, and there's a part of him that's a little awkward. I feel like you two are going to get through it, and I do feel him back. He's also got to realize, you know, the good stuff's at home is what they're telling me with you is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You know?
And Jethro, how soon do you see the progress can start? Because I was very patient and I'm really tired of waiting.
Okay, and I'm seeing that what they're telling me with you and him is that he is it looks to me like it's going to take a little while. Yeah, still there. I see that's the problem. And it is like a slow pace for him. I feel that he's dragging his feet where it is part of him expecting that he can get away with it. I feel like you kind of let him do that before where he was able to.
But I, at this point, I'm ready to break up before anything more than
that. Yes. I I feel you will, but I feel like you're going to still get. I feel like it's going to go through this up and down, and I feel your back. That's what I'm going to go with. That's what I'm staying. I feel like you two are going
to
make it through it.
Do you
yeah.
think it's
going to
be next
talk?
Year?
Yes. I do see a little, yeah, I don't see it right around the Christmas. I'm not seeing Santa Baby. I know that sounds silly, but my guys give it to me in music. If they were saying that, then I would say yes. They do it a lot like that to me.
So you mean like February, March, or even later?
Ooh, I feel more like into February is what they're telling me. So that's what I'm gonna stay with. If you get a chance, and if you do have a chance, I don't know if you do email ones. You know, one of the best ones for relationship is to do an aura one where we can see both of it. That way you can get the time barreled down. All of us know that intuitives, that's one of our areas that's the hardest is timing because the guides and the energy's there. Especially if I'm doing a relationship and really want to get, I will have read for the person. I want to see the both pictures of the people I'm reading for. Because that way I can look at the email and I can say, because one thing, I mean, look at this karma. Let's say I'm reading for this and I'm very, very accurate. But let's say we're missing that small factor. It isn't just free will with him. It's the fact that he's got an energy there that he has karma with you, and why you two are being brought together is something karmically. Where I can look at his aura and I can't see that through the phone. I can just feel or clairaudient. And it's like, oh my gosh, this guy's doing here and it's going to say so long and then you two are going to go through this. So that's where I would go. I would, you know, when if deciding what you want to do with him or with one of his psychics, wouldn't you suggest that, Patty? Maybe more in depth with that picture.
Definitely. Yeah.
So,
okay.
We love you, Merry
Petra,
Christmas.
And what's interesting about your chat room on the website? I didn't understand that part.
It's on our Facebook. It's called Psychic Chat. And if you go in, it's a private room, but you can ask for it on email, or you can email me there and just say, I would like to be in on that room. And we'll pull you in by your you can go to psychicsgonewild.com and just say, I want to be in that room, because you get to ask free questions. You get to do these kind of things. This would be a good place to bring your picture. You're on it. Well, I, Roxanne, you rock. we got the answer. Put yourself on that email. I'll put you in there and we'll read your email. And see, those we do them in there. And don't tell everybody. We do free in there a little bit, you know, but we want people in. So
do you mail you or Facebook you or message
either one
the...
Not here. Please don't do it here. I got so many messages. I'm like the man. I feel like Santa. I've got so many packages. Please send it to me on Psyche's Gone Wild, or send it to me on Facebook if you're my friend on Facebook, or even Patty can get you in the psychic chat. We can add you in.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Patty. And thank you.
We love you, Roxanne.
Thank you, Roxanne. Hang in there.
They're going wild here. We got people happier. Merry Christmas. And guess what? It's time to spin that wheel again. We got another prize winner, Patty, number four.
Okay. Number four is Amber Barnes of Texas. Yay!
She's going in for the money. She's got the thing. She grabbed the poetry. She got the necklace. Loving it, Amber. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Hope you guys are having a wild time. We aren't. It's that time of the year where we get a little sillier as we go. No, we're not doing Yuletide. I have someone writing, what are you guys drinking? Jethro, this is the most fun I've had. They're putting out videos again for those of you who love that contest. We appreciate the videos. And we will be giving away those prizes for those for the best year, 2014. Now, we know last year that two video places very high. One of Patty's friends, Russell, won the prize with his Are You Mad? Do You Love Patty's Beautiful Voice video? And we have, you know, he is out there and he says he has a new video. This year we have a lot of contenders. The Nature Guy goes looking for Dina Flanagan. He finds a true blue psychic in nature named Dina Flanagan. That video's went wild. Last year, Melissa Berman's video won. This year we've got Arma Jan fan video. So you guys that are putting in and voting for the videos can still vote. You go to YouTube to vote, or you can send in here who you love. Any of you guys who want to get in for the videos, get ready for 2015, because we'll be putting those videos in. Old Man Steve's video, he loves Linda Irwin. He thinks Jan is his the best psychic he's seen. So those guys that are putting in. We've got another one by Keith. We did include the video that you put in this year. The one beautiful blonde is Jennifer Wallens, and Patty talked with her. They're friends. She's American certified. She said, it's okay, but we still qualified. That video's out running too. So you guys that were putting in for videos, continue to do it. Patty, what would you say? I think it's actually a compliment.
The what?
When they give us a video or make something.
Oh, they give us. Oh my God, it's the best compliment. I thought you mean that Jennifer Wallens. Yeah, she's gorgeous. What? I was like, what? No, it's a super compliment, and it's fun, and you guys get to be creative and silly or smart or show your creativity, and you know what? That's the best path to spirituality there is. Show your creativity, whether it's a silly video for one of us, it might just get you started in a whole new thing.
Love it. We got one more winner. We got lots of phone calls. And if you guys don't get through, get us at psychesgonewild.com. I had a person ask me, what is wrong with your phones? Nothing. We're playing with you guys, and we want to have fun. The excellent part is if we just did readings all the time, we'd be like everybody else. We're Psyches Gone Wild, so we got to go wild. We got to grab another phone, one, and I got you going. 561, would you like to get in on the fun? 561.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Great. Did you make it? You stayed with us. Do you think me and Patty are wild or what?
Yes. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. Goodness, you called in. I love it. Like, you've got the most vibrant energy, Linda.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Didn't think I'd be able to get on. I wanted to ask you. I left a job last week, and I got my check in my bank account, and I noticed it was like $100 more. I was just wondering, this company gave me a Christmas bonus, even though I quit, and I was just wondering, what's up with these crazy people? They ran me out of there, and then they gave me a Christmas bonus?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I wouldn't make too big of a stink about it. I don't want it to take a bath.
No.
like, gave me too much money.
No, I'm not going to give it back. I'm just wondering what's going on with these people. Are they trying to get me back, or was that just a gesture? I mean, because I work very hard for these people.
I'm not getting a why. Jethro, are you? I mean.
Yeah, I feel that there is an odd misunderstanding. There is something there, but I do feel it is one of those situations. It's other things out of your hands. And it is unfortunate. People get real funny when it comes to finances around the holidays with this area. I mean, all of us were talking here about the one of the best comedies was the National Lampoon's one, where the gentleman member was waiting for it, and then they gave him Cheese Whiz or something. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, the individuals with it. I feel like your part that's going into another situation for you is that I feel like this whole business thing with you, Linda, is there. You've got positive strength. You're just being tested by people that are a little different there.
Yeah, I had to leave there. They were so negative, and they brought me down, and I just wanted to quit in there, even without a job. I couldn't take the abuse. My manager even told me the week I started that it was my turn to be abused.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's messed up is my expression. That's messed up.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's nobody's turn to be abused.
No.
Wow. So good, you got out.
I didn't know if they were afraid I was going to report them or what. You know, I just.
And I'm feeling, Linda, there's a fun. I feel like that this was done in a certain way. And I know from being a human resource manager a lot of years, I've owned a lot of businesses, that the funds probably were put there and done another way. And so it was out of different things that were there. So those funds went to you, too. And it was a slight on the hand of them by doing the other. But you earned that money, and it's yours to do. I feel the blessing also that, you know, at least you still have them. A lot of companies anymore are doing away with those bonuses, unfortunately. It's not a good thing. I'm glad for you did. And I love you dearly, Linda. I that's what mm-hmm. I'm getting. Patty, we hate to run on you, but they're giving us that look again. They're mm-hmm. gonna come.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just take the money and run and
take
find a
money.
Better job.
You've heard that
yeah,
take
I
the
am
money and run.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We are wild, and we've got to grab that wheel number 5 coming in. We've got our 5th winner tonight, and I'm spinning it. I'm grabbing those little email, and the email winner is Annette Stevens in New York. Yay, Annette.
Yay.
Thank you. You've won yourself a totem necklace, and you have won. We have a little bit of a contest. I know a couple of you guys said, I laugh a few of the regulars. We had someone ask me, Jethro, how many times can I win? You can win as many times as you want, because what we do is we just put it in the emails. We keep doing this. We keep picking. And I've actually kept the emails all the way back from my first shows. I had a person tease me that they had moved, and their mail came back to me, and then we found each other, and we joked, and they got their bracelet 2 months ago. So, you know, it doesn't bother me. If you write me and say, Jethro, you know, we'll take it out, I'll throw it away. If you want me to add another address, I'll do whatever you want. The fun thing, the reason we do this is the fun, just like we were, you know, just saying there with the person, it's something that, like a bonus, it's something fun that we put in. Let me know what you guys want. We've done Psychic Monopoly, we've done Psychic Jeopardy, we want to do a Psychic Trivia, we've had a couple of them want to do a Psychic Musical, where we've got different songs that remind them of different psychics. I did tease them, I will not do the crazy song, I don't want to be known for that. I know I'm silly, but that gets me in trouble, that word. But we joked. And any of those were fun. Anything you guys want to come up with, please tune in. That's what we are. We're wild, and we're just fun people. That's where thus the name Psyche's Gone Wild. Patty, we've got a lot of friends here and wanting to know a little bit about this wonderful book that's out there, Maximilians. Would you let them know what's out this year that's going to...
Yes. The contest just finished. And I did really well. Jethro did really well. A whole bunch of Psychic Gone Wild people did really well in many, many categories, including radio host Jethro. I think you're number 3 or 4.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you haven't got it yet?
I haven't looked through.
Are you about to look at it yet? No, I got so much to look through. It's like an encyclopedia. And of course I can't think of the name of it offhand, and it's upstairs. But you could buy it. You could download it online from Amazon. It's by Maximilian de Lafayette. You could buy it a hard copy on Lulu. It's not very expensive, and it's really big. Jethro's picture's right on the cover. My picture's right on the cover. A whole bunch of us. Dina's, Jan's there, isn't she? It's pretty amazing.
You know, and they told me, and I did get to look at, I did see a couple of them. I was impressed. Dina Flanagan's 21. I know Patty was medium at the top. I was just so impressed that I know that I'm in a couple, and they were teasing me. They said, "What is it going? Psyche's Gone Wild, third radio show in there." I felt so blessed and so grateful. I want to tell you, fans, you guys are the ones who did it for us. You put us in. You put that in there, and I want to, you know, I just thank you so much. I also we have a joke that they voted the magazine because on the front cover is me and Patty on the front cover of the 2015 Psychic Medium magazine. And I just found that out today because my girlfriend bought it. She's like, "We're getting the magazine." And she's all running around here all happy. And she's like, "You got to see this magazine. It's beautiful." So those of you guys that are checking with it, it is a very good honor. I do love the fact that, you know, please, we're going to be putting this out next year. I'm inviting all of you new psychics, young psychics who want to work, contact me. That's part of what Psychics Gone Wild does. We do variety. We bring in someone who has, like me and Patty, 2 days. We've been working at it. No kidding. We have a few days at it. And then we turn around and we bring in... honestly, people of you guys who are new learning. And what we do with our experiences, me and Patty and us, get with you guys to help. We also are very honest with you. There's people that I want to, you know, I'm not going to say just because you call me you get to come in, but I am going to say I can work with you and I can teach, and I pride that. If you've seen my book, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, I can work with anything in the house. I can work with a way to get your ability enhanced. So what I can do is we can help you in different ways. I have a lot of you contact me a lot of times saying, "Jethro, what is, you know, why are you doing that?" Then you can come work with us. A lot of you that listen into the show, you make it mean a lot to me when you write me and say, "You know, I listened last night and Patty taught me how to do this with the money and I got money coming in," or like you were writing about how to open your sixth sense. So definitely get in contact with us. We're always helping people and we're going to stay that way. Patty, anything you want to tell them before they kick us out that door?
I want to have everybody have a wonderful holiday season, however they celebrate or however they see it. It's the end of the year. Look back and see what you liked about 2014. If there's something you didn't like, just change it for 2015, but be appreciative of everything we had, and then look with just big, bright new eyes into what we have. And I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays.
And exactly. And happy holidays to you, Dr. D, for giving me a 5 review on my book. You made me cry. I love you. I don't know where you are, but I am a psychic, and I will find you and send you a blessing. Thank you so much. You guys rock, and talk to you next week.